Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. Welcome to It's Your Health on Thinking Out Loud on WUML 91.5 FM. Would you like to find an online magazine devoted to enriching the lives of couples? Keep listening because I have found it. And joining us now to tell us about it is Natalie Bensavenga, the founder and editor of TwoDayMag.com, a revolutionary online magazine for couples that offers unique ideas on where to go, what to do, and how to get the most of your time you spend together. Natalie and her business partner, Joe Nays, developed the concept of TwoDayMag when they realized that an outlet for couples to read together did not exist. Rather than gearing content toward men or women specifically, TwoDayMag offers content that couples can read together, including interesting articles on balancing the financial power between partners and keeping a relationship exciting. The magazine is broken into three sections, Live, Love, and Play, and also includes a blog, penned by Natalie, where she discusses her personal dating stories and other topics that are affecting people around her on a daily basis. Natalie, welcome to It's Your Health on Thinking Out Loud on WUML 91.5 FM.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Yes, thank you so much for coming on. Now, Natalie, I love reading TwoDayMag.com. There's so many great articles, and I read in an interview that you did online that you were majoring in biology and philosophy and that you were on the path to medical school when a trip to New York happened, and that kind of changed your plans. Can you tell us what happened on that trip to New York?
Sure. I had gotten accepted into medical school, and once I sort of reached that goal, I wasn't really sure if I was more excited about going or just the idea that I'd gotten in.
Mm-hmm.
So I started traveling and went to New York to meet some friends of mine, and the magazine just sort of happened organically. I met Joe, and he was already working on a project about a small magazine, and I sort of took it over. And
I like
we
that.
Just started brainstorming about this magazine, and so a few weeks later, I woke up at like 3 in the morning and texted him, which I'm sure he didn't appreciate, but I came up with the name for TwoDayMag, and then it just sort of snowballed.
Oh, that's awesome. Now, I also read in that interview that you loved to write as a child, and so that new direction you were taking was actually going after something that you've always loved to do.
Yeah, it's one of those things where I found because I've always kept journals, and I found this old journal entry from when I was 8 years old, and I had a list of things that I wanted to be when I grew up, but two of them were an editor and a writer. And I was reading that. I was like, wow, I was very insightful at 8.
That's incredible. I don't even think I knew what the word editor was when I was 8.
Oh, man. I was a crazy kid.
Oh, that is so cool. Now, in the introduction, I mentioned that there are three sections that the magazine is broken into, Live, Love, and Play. And if you can tell us a little bit about each section.
Oh, sure. I'd love to. Love is pretty self-explanatory, but it's very expansive. We have lots of relationship topic articles, whether it's breaking up, making up, divorce, you know, second time around, meeting someone new, things that are happening in bed, out of bed, anything that sort of encompasses that general notion of love. We also do profiles of couples that are from the past, called Power Couples of the Past. And basically,
oh, cool.
It's sort of a profile of great historians, you know, like we just did one called Abelard and Heloise. I don't know if you know about them, but he was a monk and she was a nun, and they had a love affair for years through letters due to circumstances. They couldn't be together because her family castrated him because they wanted her to marry someone more affluent. So they ended up becoming one of the most incredible love stories in history. So we like to profile couples that were in existence and sort of translate that into how people are today. Because love hasn't changed.
No.
I think that's a universal feeling. The live category is really interesting to me because I wanted to incorporate social and political hot topics and bring them into the relationship sphere. So, for example, we talk about marriage equality on the website. You know, this is something that I think has been a hot button issue in the country, and I want to talk about it in a way that deals with it on a level of relationships. Get it out of that political realm and talk about what are we really saying here? We're talking about love. You know, we're talking about people living today, and so we want to expand on those kind of notions and include everyone. You know, my magazine doesn't discriminate, and everyone deserves to be happy.
Yeah, that's
so that's what we focus on.
Yeah, and I like that you mentioned it doesn't matter whether you're, you know, gay or straight or whatever, and I think that's awesome.
Yeah, it's important. And I think hopefully we'll get to the point where we won't even have to talk about gay or straight. We can just talk about it in general.
Exactly.
But we're not there yet. But I'm hoping my magazine can unify people and not divide them.
Oh,
and because
cool.
of that, I like to bring – oh, thank you. I like to bring a lot of different political perspectives, religious perspectives. We've done stuff on non-monogamy. We've done stuff on virginity. You know, things that are happening in the world, like the war in Iraq. One of my writers, he just did a second or third tour of duty over there, and he did an amazing article on couples trying to make it while they're in war. And it was a really fascinating piece called All is Unfair in Love and War. And I really liked it. So that's the gist of the live section. And then the play section is all about, you know, quizzes on relationships, love, sex, romance, that kind of fun stuff. And then you have reviews, travel reviews, like we just did one on Bali, romantic places that couples can go to see. Food reviews, lots of different restaurant reviews, places. And we're not like a food reviewer. We're not saying, oh, this had the best, you know, vegetarian dish I've ever eaten. It's is this a good place for a date? You know,
yeah.
Is it going to be so loud in there that you can't? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really cool. And then we do lounges, like review that kind of stuff, and music reviews, book reviews, anything that we find interesting that's sort of happening right now. It's sort of an action. And then we have a comic that we've started called Little Black Dress, which has its own separate section. And it's about a girl living in New York who every time she puts on her little black dress to go out on a date, these crazy things happen to her. So it's a really cute concept. And my ex-boyfriend actually is the one that pens it, which is kind of fun.
Oh.
You know, keep it real, you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's
yeah,
really
you know. Yeah, so he's an amazing artist. So it's sort of an outlet for him. And it's really, we came up with the concept, and it's just a great little cartoon. It's really naughty and fun. It's great.
Oh, I like
and
naughty
then,
and fun. That's great.
Yeah, you need some of that.
Oh,
and then
sure.
We just started a new section called the advice column, which I've been penning as well as my blog columns. And with the advice column, I've basically just been fielding questions that my friends have been leaving for me on my Facebook page or tweeting. Sorry, I have to get my words right.
Oh,
Twitter.
Please, I've never even twitted or tweeted or anything. I'm so old-fashioned.
It's crazy.
Ridiculous.
No, it's fine. And then, or just email to me. And so I've been fielding questions. And right now, right before you called me, I was just answering a question about should you have sex with an ex?
Oh.
So that's kind of entertaining, yes. Because
what would you say?
Well, I say it depends because I just actually wrote that, you know, I've avoided having sex with an ex and I've also indulged in sex with an ex, so I can sort of look at it from both perspectives.
Yeah,
and on the one hand, it's – yeah, I think a lot of us have.
Yeah.
And I think on the one hand, it's fun because it's kind of – naughty and sexy, and you're like, oh, you know, we broke up, but we want each other still. And it's an ego thing, you know, it's like, oh, he wants me so bad, even though we broke up, you know, I still got it. And then on the other hand, you're like, should I be walking backwards? You know, like, is this a good idea? Because is this gonna, because sometimes, you know, when you have sex with an ex, they get the wrong idea, or you get the wrong idea, and you think you're back together. So I'm sort of exploring the pros and the cons. I don't like to give out, like, this is what you need to do. I like to give people options of, you know, because there's different ways of looking at a situation. And sometimes things seem like a good idea, and then you do them, and, you know. But
yeah,
anyway.
not the best idea. Not the best idea. But, yeah, I think if you go in and you're kind of both like, hey, this is just fun, or maybe we do want to get back together.
Exactly.
But as long as you're on the same page, if you can try
you
to, you know, maneuver that,
yeah.
Figure that out.
Exactly.
Now, I went ahead and picked some of my favorite articles from your current section. And I really loved, under Liv, you had That Old Flame is a Trick Candle, which is kind of what we're talking about now. I love that. And from Love, I chose Secretly Converting Your Lover to Green, because of course I'm a big green gal. And from Play, I chose Pure Food and Wine, which was about raw food and wine. And what are your, now you mentioned some of yours, but what are some of your favorites? Because you have archives. Are there any that really jump out at you?
I really like the article on non-monogamy in particular,
yes.
Just because it's such a taboo topic still. And I thought it was great because the guy that wrote the article is gay. And so it gave me a totally different perspective. because here he is talking about gay and straight relationships in this article about non-monogamy. And when you think of non-monogamy, I think a lot of women especially sort of bristle at that idea. And so it was sort of interesting looking at it from a totally different perspective, being a, you know, a gay male's perspective on, you know, women and non-monogamy, which I thought was great, because he sort of says, you know, at the end of the day, it may not be the best idea for most people, because he likes to call it the J monster, which is jealousy.
Oh,
and I
yes.
think unless you can get a real handle on that, I don't know, it can
yeah,
be tough.
It's tricky. Yeah, I tend to be open-minded,
yeah.
but anyway, I am
yeah,
married
exactly.
now, and my husband's more like, What's that?
Yeah, it is good to be open-minded, but it's, you know, these are questions that I think conventionally people shy away from, and those are the ones I like to talk about.
That's why I love, you know, Today Meg, and I wonder if there's writers that are listening, and they're like, oh my gosh, I love her, and I really get what she's talking about. How do people approach you for writing for Today Meg?
It first started with just Craigslist. I was like, okay, I'm going to do this magazine, so now I have to find writers. So at first, I mean, I do a lot of the writing mm-hmm. on there myself as well, but I obviously can't do everything. So I wouldn't want to. So I put an ad up, and I got all these responses. So I started meeting writers at this little coffee shop near my apartment, and just got samples from people and talked with people and see who would be a good fit. I was just looking for open-minded, progressive, you know, cool people that wanted to write about this subject. And I got a lot of responses. And now what's happening is I have like a core set of writers, but I'm always taking on new people because I love fresh perspective. And now I'm getting just people email me and they want to write, like this woman, Amy Yoon. She works with a Boston medical group and they've been writing articles on sexual health. And it's awesome because now I have someone that has connections to a doctor that deals with sexual problems and sexual issues, and we're able to have really a good meaty back to the article with the research.
Oh,
so it's just weird
perfect.
How people are, yeah, just randomly pop back to me, which is great because I love it.
Well, that's terrific. Well, you know, I want to encourage everyone to go check out todaymag.com. I think it's awesome. And if there's anything else you wanted to add, Natalie?
No, just that I'm really, really glad that you had me on, and this is really exciting. And the goal of the magazine is to encourage healthy relationships and to unite people through love.
Oh, that's beautiful. Well, if people want to reach me, they can go to itsyourhealthradio.org. I hope everyone has a terrific day. Keep being healthy. Take care. Bye-bye.